Turn to John 14. I'm getting it real early tonight, so I guess we're going to get out early. I advertise the hour of power, so we're going to get out a little early tonight. Somebody asked me one time where I got that from. When I was 18 years old and a freshman in Bible college, and a bunch of us sitting around talking one night, a bunch of us guys, and there some of the guys were talking, I said, man, tell you what, Wednesday night is so long, and I used to have to go home and get my homework and everything, and I told them, I said, if I ever have a church, I'm going to have a Wednesday night, I'm gonna have an hour, call it Hour of Power. That was way back in 1959, so that was a long time ago, but we got Hour of Power. Go down to verse 23. Go down to verse 23. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Greek word here is paraclete, and some, the New King James says the helper, the Holy Spirit. Some of them say the comforter. This depends on, there's about seven different connotations. I'll get to them in a minute. But the helper, or the paraclete, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I'm going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I'm going to the Father. My Father is greater than I. And now I've told you before it comes, and when it does come to pass, you may believe. Now, you know, it's really sad how our country has changed since 9/11. You know, we live in a world where it does not matter if you're a soldier in Afghanistan or Iran or Iraq, a traveler in Brussels or New York or any other place you want to mention. It's just battles all around us. That our Department of Homeland Security is always reminding us at all times to be alert and what's going on around us. You can't go into any bus station or train station or airport that their loudspeakers are not always saying, if you see a suspicious baggage, let us know, and so forth. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You know, and wouldn't it be a real relief to know that despite the threats swarming around us, the threat of terrorism, the threat of violence, the threat of indebtedness, the threat of immorality, the threat of drugs and alcohol, the threat of rocky marriages, the threat of rebellious children, the threat of an abusive parent, that in the face of all these threats, that we can rest easy with the assurance that somebody had promised to take care of us. Huh? Well, that's exactly the kind of protection that Jesus is describing in these scripture verses that we just read to his disciples. You know, if you look at it in the context, this is what the scripture's saying. Now, these disciples, though, they didn't really catch what he was saying because they were freaking out, as some people say today. You know, any of you heard that term before? I heard it from my kids and some of the youth freaking out. As a term that people would use today, they were freaking out because Jesus talked about leaving, going away. And after all, they'd given up everything, their livelihoods and everything, to follow Jesus. And now he's saying, I'm out of here. You know, they didn't zero in on what he was telling them, really. They zeroed in on the fact that he's leaving and that they were going to be left behind all alone, take care of themselves. Now, his response to them was to assure them that although he wouldn't be there in person and they might not could see him, but he would be not be gone in presence. He would be with them. And then he said, I'm going to send you somebody else. And he's saying, really, it's you should be rejoicing that I'm going to the Father because, and actually I'm just sort of, but he was saying, if I don't go to the Father, the paraclete can't come. That's what he was saying. And his response to them was that he was revealing to them that as soon as he left, that this other comforter would come to them, would be with them. Now, you know, how many of you have ever had a job description? If you work at a job, you get a job description. It tells you what you're supposed to do, right? Well, the real job description of the Holy Spirit, actually, this word paraclete really means one to come along a side to assist, but it also carries the connotation to it. Paraclete is the word, but it also carries with it also the meaning, and the Amplified Bible puts it, comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, standby. That's pretty good. You're gonna have a comforter. You're gonna have a counselor. You've got an advocate. Somebody pleading your case for you. A strengthener, a standby. I mean, he's gonna be there ever abiding, ever present, always and ever vigilant on the job. 24/7, he's on the job. When you're asleep, he doesn't sleep. He's there. He's there as a protector, a helper. You know, the Holy Spirit, what we need to realize is the Holy Spirit is with us at all times. Behind us, beside of us, in front of us, and more importantly, in us. See, we need to understand the importance of the Holy Spirit. Now, you know, it's not, the Holy Spirit is just not for us to have a good Sunday services and good Wednesday nights, just not for us to speak in tongues. We need to realize what the Holy Spirit is really for. And he's the comforter. He's the paraclete. That word paraclete, one called alongside to help. I mean, he's the comforter, the counselor, the helper, the intercessor, the advocate, the strengthener, the standby. I don't think that we really, you know, we talk about the Holy Spirit, but I don't know that we really ever get a hold of the depths that we need of the Holy Spirit. I mean, most of the time, most people just scratch the surface of allowing the Holy Spirit in their lives. You know, he's there, they speak in tongues, and oh man, it's great, and it's a refreshing time, and sometimes they have a shouting time, and it's a good time, and a good time to worship. But hey, that's not all the Holy Spirit is. Now, some people got the idea that you have to come to church and be in church before the Holy Spirit is in operation. No, the Holy Spirit doesn't need to be a comforter in the church. He needs to be a comforter to you when you're out here facing something. Hello, come on. There's not a place. There's not a time. There's not an event, a situation, a circumstance, day or night, when he's not there. When he's not there. In your deepest despair, he's there. And he'll comfort you and help you out if you let him. on your highest pinnacle of happiness and joy, he's there. And everywhere in between. To the lowest of the low, to the highest of the high, he's there. He's with us all the time. Turn to your neighbor and say, the Holy Spirit's always there. You know, we really need to realize that we're never left without help. The Holy Spirit is always there. We're never by ourselves. We're never on our own. Now, you know, when you get to be adults and you move out and your parents say, okay, you're on your own. Anybody ever experienced that? I got a few people that experienced that. You're on your own. Hey, with God, we're never on our own. The Holy Spirit, he sent the Holy Spirit to be with us at all times, at all places. In everything that we face, everything that we get ourselves into, and everything that the devil gets us into. Now, I made two statements there. So somebody picked up on the last one. Oh, yeah, the devil. But sometimes we get our own self in a mess because we make a bad decision. But, hey, the Holy Spirit's still there to be a helper. Amen. You know, let's look at this. This word paraclete. He's a comforter when we're in the presence of danger. We can rest easy knowing that he will take care of us. I've been in those situations several times. And some people would want to panic, but I have never panicked because I said, all right, Holy Spirit, you got to take care of this situation. Hello? And then I believed and expected it to happen. You can't just say it and then not expect it and go start trying to make something else happen. Anybody that's ever traveled overseas and been in the bush has come up against situations that only the Holy Spirit can take care of. Any of you know what I'm talking about? Some of you been there, done that. I mean, there's no way out. But there's always a way out with the Holy Spirit. In the natural, it's curtains. It's all over. But not with the Holy Spirit. Anybody ever been in that situation? Anybody ever found that he helped you out? Amen. See, we need the comfort to be more than just a good Sunday service, a good Wednesday service. We need to know him as the one that speaks peace to us in the middle of our crisis. You know, he said, reading here, he said he'd give us peace. You know, we need to know that he can speak peace in the middle of the storm. Hello. Y'all looking at me funny. Sometimes you need to know that the Holy Spirit's there to undergird you and help you and hold you up above the storm. Hello. You know, sometimes people talk about peace. Well, there's no real peace unless you know the Prince of Peace. And he said that he's going to send us somebody to be with us all the time, the Holy Spirit. Isn't that what he said? He said, I am going away. I'm going to send you a paraclete, the Greek word they use there, paraclete, a comforter, a helper, an advocate. You know, what is an advocate? An advocate is somebody that pleads the case for you. that talks for you. Even when you're in the wrong. Hello? You know, a helper. Anybody ever worked on a job as a helper? What's a helper do? It goes and gets whatever the main person needs. If you're helping a carpenter, well, then you go get boards and nails and all kinds of stuff and do whatever needs to be done. You're a helper. A helper does whatever they're told to do. And you don't keep the job very long if you don't do what you're told to do. See, a helper. A helper is one that somebody tells to do something. You can ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Hello? You know, we sometimes need to get a hold of the fact that we're never alone. I don't care what's happening. We are never alone. We're never abandoned. We're never at the mercy of all the whims and wickedness and the stuff that the devil's throwing at us. We have a powerful presence, the Holy Spirit, that enables us to live our lives to the fullest. Even when we're facing our greatest challenge. Even to face our greatest fears. To be more than a conqueror. Man. In all of life's conflicts and confusions that we find ourselves in, we really need the Holy Spirit. You know, that's one of the reasons that you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Some people wonder, well, why do we need to be filled? We can get to heaven just because if we accept Jesus. That's right. But you know what? You need the Holy Spirit. So you have a comforter, a helper, a standby, a strengthener, an advocate, a counselor. Oh, that's a good one. A lot of people needing counseling. I'm going to tell you what. You got a counselor on the inside of you. Listen to him. I know a church. I don't know whether they still do it, but it's several years ago. This is what they did. If anybody in the church came into the church office and wanted some spiritual guidance, which some people call counseling, the pastor said, okay, every day you have to come to the church and pray an hour, and you have to be in every service to hear me preach for the next, was it 2 weeks or three? 3 weeks. And then if you still need somebody to talk to you, I'll talk to you. The pastor said, 99% of the people, when they spend an hour praying every day, and they listened to the sermons as they was preached, the Holy Spirit gave them the answers that they needed, and they didn't have to come for somebody to give them some spiritual guidance. I'd never heard of that before, but I thought, ooh, that's pretty good. I know my dad, I know he used to tell people all the time, I've heard him tell people, get under somebody preaching the word and you'll get your answer as the Holy Spirit gives it to you. The Holy Spirit will take what's being said and will minister it to your heart. You know, actually, we need to look at the Holy Spirit as our companion. We need to make sure we're holding hands with the Holy Spirit all the time. Now, you know, somebody said to me the other day, said, well, I saw you and Miss Lynette. In fact, we walk in sometimes. I said, you're always holding her hand. Well, yeah, yeah, that's my companion. That's my best friend, you know. We need to make sure we're holding hands with the Holy Spirit. Come on now. Don't look at me like I fell out of a well. We need to look at the Holy Spirit as our protector. Well, he said he's a comforter, intercessor, a helper, an advocate, a strengthener, a standby. Well, a helper can be one that helps protect you in the middle of the storm. You know, we need to look at the Holy Spirit as the one that will help us bear every burden, that will lift every load, that will help us over every mountain of difficulty, that will take us through every challenge, that will help us over every wall of opposition, and help us win in every battle. I mean, that's what we need to look at the Holy Spirit as. You see, some people only want to look at the Holy Spirit in the area of the gifts of the Spirit and the anointing and the speaking in tongues and prophecy and so forth and so on. That's all well and good. But there's another side, I believe, to look at the Holy Spirit. Now, somebody said, where are you getting all this stuff from? Well, I took a course in Bible college called pneumatology, a study of the Holy Spirit. That tell you anything? See, but have you ever noticed that most of the time, everybody talks about the Holy Spirit from the gifts of the Spirit and so forth and so on, but nobody talks about the Holy Spirit as being that helper, that comforter, that counselor, that standby, the advocate? I heard my dad talk about it some, but I've never heard a lot of people talk about this side of the Holy Spirit. But this is this not a part of the characteristics of the Holy Spirit? Yes. You as an individual, don't you have, as a person, you have a personality with different characteristics? Is that not right? The Holy Spirit is a person. He is the Holy Spirit. But he has sent to us for a specific job. What is his specific job? Now say it with me. His specific job is to be a comforter, a counselor. Nobody's saying it. I can't hear you. Let's start all over. I want you to say it after me. His specific job description is to be a comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, standby. Say it with me. He is ever present. He is ever abiding. He is ever vigilant. Working in my behalf. With me and for me. Oh, that ought to excite somebody right there. You ought to start getting excited about that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, there are days that all of us come up against when the enemy tries to bring doubts and fears. And sometimes they try to pull us under. So when the fiery trials of the devil comes and It doesn't seem like you can take any more. And in a time of stress and strain, and you feel like it's no use, it's all over, where is God anyway? Just remember, Holy Spirit's there. The Holy Spirit's there. Just because you don't have a feeling doesn't mean he's not there. See, there's a lot of people, if they don't, you know, in church, they feel the excitement, the anointing of the Spirit, but they go outside, they don't feel the anointing no more. Well, I need to get back in church, so I need to feel the anointing. Well, hey, wait a minute. The anointing's with you. All you got to do is stir it up. He's there all the time. Anywhere you're at, he's there. He's with you. To do what? To help you, to counsel you, to comfort you, to give you strength. Hello? He is ever present, ever abiding, ever vigilant. That means he's vigilant, means being on the job continually. No slack. Hello? He never lets up. He never takes a nap. He never gets tired. But he's always ready to help you in every trial that you face. Anybody getting anything? Let me close with this. I told you probably get out early tonight. Look at Isaiah 43:2. I'm going to read it from the New King James and then the NLT. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. Now, I want to read from a New Living Translation. I like this. When you go through deep waters, I'll be with you. Now, he's there. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Hello. When you have the Holy Spirit with you, you're going to go through the deep water. Jesus even said in John, he said, you're going to have trials and trouble. I'm going to paraphrase it, but I'm there. How is he there? He's there because he sent the Holy Spirit. He said, when I go back, I'll send somebody back down here to be with you. And that's the Holy Spirit. Isn't that what he told the disciples there? I send you the Paraclete. And he's here with us all the time. You're never alone. The comforter, the counselor, the helper, the intercessor, the advocate, the strengthener, the standby is always with you all the time. And what have you got? My helper, see, that's what a wife is. The Bible says so.
This is where we're going to shout in the Message Bible. In verse 3, it says, because I am God, your personal God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because he's there. Hallelujah. Everybody stand up and let's praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for you're our helper. You're our counselor. You're our standby. You're our advocate. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. May we realize the Holy Spirit is more than speaking in tongues and prophecy and the gifts of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a person that is sent to us to help us in every area of life. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, did anybody get a different look at the Holy Spirit tonight? Hallelujah.